Greetings. My name is Gail Jan. I'm a certified yoga teacher, and I'm going to be guiding you through a meditation called Entering the Darkness. If you can, find a dark room to sit in, but if you can't, that's fine. Just take a comfortable seat. So you can sit cross-legged, or you can sit up on the edge of a blanket. But just take a moment to notice if the top of your sacrum is tilted forward. So you want to tilt the top of the sacrum forward until you feel your sit bones, that you're resting on your sit bones. Then take a big breath of air in, taking the air all the way up into the throat chakra. And pull your shoulders back until they line up right over your hip bones. And when you do that, you should feel very supported. Take your throat back until your head lines up with your spine. And close your eyes. Please bring your thumb and index finger together, forming a circle. And let the other three fingers just rest naturally. This is called Gayan Mudra. It represents mental peace, concentration, knowledge, and directs the energy inward. Begin to feel the darkness with your eyes closed. When our eyes are closed, our other senses become a little more active. And notice the sounds around you. Notice the feeling of your index finger and your thumb touching, that tactile sense. Feel the energy dancing on your fingertips, the place where we literally connect with the outer world, realizing that the outer world and the inner world are one and the same. There's an energy that flows in us and through us and around us. Allow yourself to relax into the darkness, to feel comfortable with the darkness, with the unknown, with the mystery of life. With every inhalation, fill up with the breath. Feel your ribs expanding, the back expanding, the chest lifting, the throat opening. And as you exhale, softly release and let go. So throughout any meditation, you want to follow your breath. Let your mind stay with the rhythm of your breath, the pulsation of the inhalation and the exhalation, the pulsation of receiving and giving. Let the darkness embrace you. Because life begins in darkness. A seed begins to grow from being in the soil, being in the earth. And slowly it sends roots down and shoots upward. And we began as life, a seed in the womb of the mother. Surrounded by darkness, slowly forming our physical body, nurtured and supported, surrounded by love. So we're given this physical body that begins in darkness, and enters into the world. And then eventually, at some point, dies. So the physical body has a beginning and end. But the spirit is never born and never dies. It's eternal. It's infinite. Just like the darkness. 96% of our known universe is darkness. We live in the life and the light. We live in the darkness. And darkness is part of many of the natural cycles of life. At the end of the year, we move closer and closer to the deepest darkness of the year, where the days are shorter and the nights are longer. It's a time to draw inward, a time to restore, rejuvenate, relax. Every day has a cycle of darkness. The sun rises in the morning, the sun sets in the evening. It's the evening time when we can go into a deep, deep, deep relaxation through sleep. It's so needed by the body to rejuvenate and regenerate. The moon goes through cycles of darkness, or at least what it appears to us as cycles of darkness. We see the waxing and the waning moon in the sky. It is the darkness of the night that allows us to see the brilliance of the stars and to imagine what's beyond the stars. To imagine what we call black holes. A black hole has so much energy in one place that it draws energy towards it. So the more we can be comfortable with darkness, the more we can be comfortable with the unknown, the more we can appreciate that we can't control everything. That there will always be mystery. But it's the unfolding of the mystery, the appreciation of the mystery that makes life so full and rich. Take a moment to truly enjoy the darkness with your eyes closed, with your focus on the breath, feeling the beat of your heart, feeling the pulse of life. Knowing that darkness is nurturing. The darkness is infinite, just as our potential is infinite. Just as the love that we can give to ourselves and others is infinite. So let yourself be bathed in the darkness. To feel it as a comfort. And to know that out of darkness comes light. And the light returns to the darkness. And That's the cycle of our physical nature. Embracing the mystery of life. Feel the breath flowing in through your nostrils, moving deep down inside of you. And as you release the breath on your exhalation, find a deep sense of peace, the ability to let go and to trust. Knowing that you can always return to this darkness, to the safe place, to a place of renewal, a place of rejuvenation. This is especially beneficial to the eyes. The deeper you can go into the darkness, the more you can see or visualize pure black without any hint of light. The deeper you can rest your optic nerve. So by going more fully into the dark, we can improve our ability to see with the light. Please bring your hands together in front of your heart in Anjali Mudra, prayer position. And take a moment to just feel the energy of the two hands coming together, the right hand and the left hand. The energy of Shiva and Shakti, the energy of stillness, the energy of movement. And feel the energy that's created by the marriage of those two energies. And we'll end our meditation with the sound of Om. Om is the universal sound of energy. It's just a sound, it's not even a word. It's a vibration that connects us to our inner worlds and our outer worlds. A vibration that celebrates the mystery of life. Exhale, letting go. Inhaling fully. Namaste.